This is the one situation I wanted most to avoid. Nothing I say will convince him it isn't a trick.
A drink on a clear moonlit night, I relax, she smiles. There's something unpleasant going on.
So with immaculate timing, I'm left to carry the can. Embarrassed, outnumbered, marooned.
Now she can't be working for them. I mean us. She seems so very straightforward. But where is he?
He has to come back. Did this meeting, well, didn't he?
Maybe he's scared, just as scared as he was in the game.
Oh, I just couldn't care less. He could go right ahead, go and wreck his career. I know I've done my best.
Well, at least she's a good-looking spy.
What if my Russian friend thinks that my plans are more than intimate kind? If I don't say something else soon, he'll go. Nobody's a nobody's son.
Listen, I hate to break up the mood. Get to the point, begin the beginning. Haven't you noticed we're a protagonist taught in this idyllic, well-produced scene?
All I can say is moments ago, he was right here.
Never mind him, I haven't missed him so far.
Maybe it won't do any harm to struggle on without his charm. Funny how all at once I feel that she can go jump off the
situation I wanted most to avoid.
My dear opponent, I really can't imagine why.
So I am not dangerous then. What a shame.
No, you're not dangerous. Who could think that of you?
You are so strange. Why can't you be what you ought to be? You should be scheming, intriguing, too clever by half.
I have to hand it to you, for you managed to make me forget why I ever agreed to this farce.
I don't know why I can't think of anything.